It's time for Bicentennial Biographies, brought to you as a public service of the Chautauqua County Historical Society. Richard Theodore Eli was born April 13, 1854 in Ripley, the eldest of three children of Ezra Sterling Eli and the former Harriet Gardner Mason. He received his early education in the public schools of Ripley and later attended the state normal school at Fredonia. At the age of 18, he entered Dartmouth College. 1 year later, he was transferred to Columbia University, from which he graduated in 1876. After 3 years of graduate study abroad, Eli received his degree of Doctor of Philosophy at the University of Heidelberg in Germany. In 1881, he was appointed to the Chair of Political Economy at Johns Hopkins University. And in 1892, he went to the University of Wisconsin to serve as Director of School Economics, Political Science, and History. He stayed at the school until 1925, although in 1894, an unsuccessful attempt was made to depose him from his chair at Wisconsin for purportedly teaching socialistic doctrines. Although regarded as a radical by his detractors on the political right, Eli was in fact opposed to socialism. However, he strongly favored competition over monopoly or state ownership, with regulation to secure its benefits and mitigate its evils. He also supported labor unions and opposed child labor. He was close to the social gospel movement, emphasizing that the gospel of Christ applied to society as a whole and was not merely individualistic. He worked hard to convince churches to advocate on behalf of workers. In 1925, Eli moved to Northwestern University in Chicago, where he accepted a position as professor of economics. He remained at Northwestern until his retirement in 1933. He died in Old Lyme, Connecticut on October 4, 1943. Bicentennial Biographies has been brought to you as a public service by the Chautauqua County Historical Society throughout 2011 to celebrate the county's 200th birthday. To learn more about local history, visit McClurgMuseum.org or contact your local historical society.